Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Kiki, hey there.
Howdy.
Will you pay attention, for God's sakes? We're doing a big morning show here. Ooh, I'm burpy. I'm very burpy this morning. Anyway, it's 9:19. It is time for your morning dump part day.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump part day brought to you by Pump.
That's septic.
You ruined it. Pump.
That?
Septic.
Oh.
Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Look, I love you to death, but it's just not quite the same zing. What? Yeah, and dig it excavating right there.
I'm wearing their shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
This very, very warm sweatshirt.
He's got a pocket on it, yeah.
I know, it's amazing. Yeah. But it's almost too warm for the studio.
Yeah.
It's great for outdoors.
Hot, yeah.
It's probably a good working shirt.
One and the same. Pump That Septic, dig it excavating, they get you taken care of, man. Yep. So hit them up.
They got great apparel.
Still digging. If Kiki comes over to your house and ruins your plumbing and your septic, Pump That Septic will take care of it. Well, good news if you make horrible fashion choices, Crocs are flying off the shelves.
Why?
The first 3 months of last year, they sold $460 million. Oh, I'm sorry, of this year, $460 million.
People are living in Crocs and sweats. That's why.
That's what it is. Because
but here's the thing. I'm sorry, but there's no excuse. There are just as comfortable shoes out there that are as ugly. You don't have to wear them. If someone's buying Crocs, it's because they're trying to make a statement.
Yeah.
They want people to make fun of them.
You know who buys Crocs? People who didn't get spanked enough as children. That's who buys Crocs.
No discipline.
And there are people that swear by them, that just live and breathe by their Crocs. And I'm sorry, they don't look even the slightest bit comfortable.
No, I have put some on before, and I have had Croc brands before, not the typical stereotype. That look like, you know what you're saying, the Crocs that slip on or whatever.
Look like garbage, yeah.
Yeah, I have actually bought for lake shoes. I've gotten strappy Crocs before, and those are pretty great.
I should have never married
And
you.
They were, and they're actually cute. They look like normal sandals. No one would ever think that was the Croc brand. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the holy slip-on.
Yeah. Whatever they are, that abomination, of shoe. And you said
ugly.
It best, is that there are literally millions of other options of shoes. Yeah. Like, I got a pair of slippers in here. If you're looking for something to walk around that, the Snucks, you get the knockoff brand at Walmart.
Well, you got to find something that's like waterproof, because that's the whole appeal to Crocs as well. I mean,
but if you're sitting at home, it's not
you
like
can
you're,
wipe them off.
You're not trekking through the jungle. And I'm sorry if your house is that big of a mess
that's
that you need
and
to
there's
constantly.
Holes, yeah. So you're obviously going to get your feet wet dirty.
You ever seen someone's tan from wearing Crocs?
Yeah, it's not pretty.
You look stupid.
Yeah, you look
dumb.
Look stupid.
Stop it.
Burn all the Crocs.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's come together. Let's start a raging bonfire.
My mom raised me to never judge a book by its cover unless that book is wearing Crocs. then you judge that book. Absolutely.
No, I'm 100% with you on this one. I don't get it. I think it looks terrible.
I could see a sweet old lady, and she could come up and be like, hey, hello, young man. Would you like some Werther's? And I'd be like, oh, thanks, kind old lady. And then I'll look down. She's wearing Crocs. I'm punching that old lady right in the face. Right? I got no problem with
I'm
that.
I'm taking all of her candy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't punch her in the face, but I would take her
toddler,
candy.
A toddler could walk
don't
up to me.
Don't deserve this.
Excuse me, sir. Would you buy some candy bars for our school
Where
field
are these
trip?
Children
I don't know.
Coming from?
The point is, if it was a toddler wearing Crocs, I'm punching that toddler in the face. That's how much I hate them.
Yeah.
So old ladies, toddlers, everyone in between, if you're wearing Crocs, you deserve to be punched in the face. Hard.
So I will not get you Crocs for Father's Day.
God, no.
Because I'm looking for the best dad shoes to get you for Father's Day.
New Balance. Game over.
That's kind of what I'm leaning towards.
Did I ever tell you about there's a store in Madison, just where I grew up, around where I grew up. And for some reason, I always will remember this. Come to the New Balance store. You'll fit right in. Come to the New Balance store. You'll fit right in. New Balance. New Balance. That's how the commercial went. That I was a little, I was a week.
Yeah, jingles work.
Yeah, yeah, they work.
They work.
Everybody knows. Come to the New Balance. All right.
It's anyway. Very soft though. It's it definitely was trying very, to appeal to those dads.
It wasn't
that
like
need a nice. Nice sparkling pair of white New Balances.
It wasn't like the Juicy Fruit commercials of the 90s. I don't know if you remember those, where it was like literally Juicy Fruit. Juicy Fruit. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, because again, they were appealing towards kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
More fun.
God, I love Juicy Fruit. I digress. So don't wear Crocs or you get punched in the face. Lastly,
Crocs will punch you in the face.
Right in the face. Someone's invented a $6,000 sex doll that talks, but it ain't bedroom talk. The real doll called Nova goes on and on about the end of humanity, how people have destroyed the planet and are more morally empty.
So this is a companion for a certain type of person.
Yeah, yeah.
If you wants someone to agree with them on all their negative and complaints.
If you have a very specific fetish, this is exact. If your fetish is to be talked down to and told what a piece of trash you are for ruining the planet, this doll's got it for you.
Or at least, or someone who agrees with them and is just like, yeah, I agree.
Okay.
And it turns you on because you finally have someone who's on your level.
Real talk. And I know I've asked this before. Because have you seen some of these real dolls? Like, they are impressive. All right. They are, you can get like custom freckles. You can pick
how
the
much
hair
are
color.
They? Like thousands of dollars?
This one's $6,000. You can, I think you can go up to like $15,000 full on custom. Okay.
Crazy.
So, question for you.
Yeah.
What would be the amount that I could spend
$0
without you getting upset?
$0.
Come on, let's really dive into it.
$0.
Come on, come on.
No, you are never bringing that into the house.
You have a vibrator. You got a couple of them.
We were just talking about how sex bots are going to be taking over the world.
What if I'm nice to mine? You know, we make it part of the family.
It might be one of the nicer ones, but eventually it's going to feel like it needs to join the rest of its kind. Like taking over.
You see our daughter.
It might spare our lives because we're kind to it.
Our daughter. We get called into the office when our daughter's in elementary school, and she's like, I'm a little concerned about what your daughter drew. Can you explain this? Does she? Well, okay, no, that's okay. That's me. That's her mom. That's her dad's sex doll. And that's her. That's the nanny. That's the nanny. We call her Nanny Bot 3000.
Yeah.
No, but come on now. Let's just realistically, what would be a number?
That makes more sense. What about some nanny bots?
Well, see, you can train. Eventually, they're going to get smart enough with AI that you can train it to do chores around the house and then have
sex but
with
I don't like the fact that they were initially created for the latter.
To be fair, though, Kiki, to be fair, you originally, I was just using for sex and then the
relationship.
Now, think about this. Think about it. Think about it. Okay, at the beginning, our relationship was strictly physical.
But we remember, we're humans. We're not.
So we're better than machines now.
Yes.
That's the type of attitude that is going to cause the robot uprising by treating them less, okay? So to be fair, originally, you started off as my awesome sex
friend.
And then now look at you now. You do chores around the house. You're cleaning things. I mean, it's no different.
I think there's a huge difference.
I feel like I did dig myself in a hole in this one.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so no money on sex.
No money, $0.
Okay. That's it. That's your morning dump. I'm going to have to go. What, you like diamonds, right? Diamonds?
Yes, I would like a gold necklace,
please. The gold necklace. Maybe a tennis bracelet. Okay.
No, just a gold necklace.
Okay, that's fine. All right, we'll be back.
Well, sometimes they...